For those of you who were not with us during the first hour, you're listening to Howen singing Can't Live Without.
Overthinking everything in my whole life. All of these regrets are clouding my mind. Lord, I need the strength to try it one more time. Cause now I know.
Our nation is looking as we see all of these appointments to very important positions, and we realize that the problem with some of these problem appointments is not that the president, vice president did not know. The problem was they knew, but were assuming they'd be able to get away with making these appointments anyway. The rest of the nation wouldn't find out and everything would be cool. The rest of the world is looking at all of that, including our allies. And they're losing respect for American leaders and America in general. Looking at the fact that we have our leaders, many of our leaders, our political leaders, working hard. Many of our political leaders working hard to get rid of a healthcare program that really was doing a lot of good for so many. It produced tens of thousands of jobs, helped many hospitals and clinics receive the reimbursement that they needed for the services that they provided, instead of having to do that free of charge that they'd been doing for decades. Provided coverage for family members that they had not had before, because under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, you had a situation wherein if a person had a pre-existing condition, they could not be denied. They couldn't be dropped because some catastrophic illness struck. Interesting, so interesting that when the Republicans were talking with the insurance industry executives, and this is during the time that, for example, when Ronald Reagan was president, and the conservatives were talking about some type of national healthcare program, insurance industry executives let them know that in order for it to work for the insurance companies from a financial standpoint, there were going to have to be enough people in it that the healthy could help take care of, from a financial standpoint, premiums, etc. The healthy could help offset the cost of covering the unhealthy. And it was going to be about the numbers. There are going to have to be enough people covered that would happen. And so the decision was made, okay, tell you what, we will make, the Republicans said, we will make any plan we come up with include a mandate that all people be covered. And of course, they argued against that when President Obama and the Democrats were saying it. And President Obama got it from the Republicans and made it clear he had gotten the idea from them and said it was a good idea. There were several factors of the Affordable Care Act that came directly from the Republicans. President Obama didn't even try to take the credit for himself. He said, hey, look, these are great ideas. They came from Republicans. Doesn't matter. They're great ideas. They will help make the program work. He wasn't trying to take the credit for himself. He believed in giving credit where credit was due. And that's one of the things that I really admired about President Obama. He believed in giving credit where credit was due. But despite the fact that the Republicans were the ones who originally said there will be an individual mandate, when President Obama and the rest of the Democrats started pushing that, the Republicans balked against it and fought against it and fought against it and had nothing but negative things to say about it, and now are in the process of saying we're getting rid of the individual mandate. So the rest of the world is looking on as we have many of our political leaders continuing to work to make life more miserable for the poor, the oppressed, and the needy. Is that exalting the nation? Or is that a disgrace to the nation? And what makes it so bad is that we have so many people from amongst we the people who purport to be Christians, supporting the political leaders who purport to be Christians, who are pushing these policies that are designed, that they know will hurt the poor, the oppressed, and the needy of all races, especially the black race, the ones who need help the most. They know that these policies are designed to hurt. They know these policies will hurt. All they have to do is look back on how things went before. They know what hurts. Again, we need to be asking ourselves, do our political leaders make bad decisions out of ignorance or ugliness or both? Either way, they're hurting us, all of us, because the stress goes up even for the people who want to see those people hurt. The stress goes up for everyone. And the disrespect from around the world increases for all of us. For all of us. There are few nations in the world where the people respect America the way they once did. The rest of the world was puzzled, baffled by the Republican push to impeach President Clinton because of sexual misconduct allegations. Not because he had committed treason. Not because he had refused to divest himself of some businesses that would profit him while he was in the presidency due to his office, his filling the office of president, but because of allegations of having had sex with someone other than his wife, which was a terrible thing. A terrible thing. But impeachment because of it? And especially when you had so many people crying out about the morality of the issue, who themselves were engaging in adultery, homosexuality, bisexuality. Again, hypocrisy. And they didn't push to have any of the Republican presidents who were known to have engaged in adultery. Didn't push to have them impeached. Didn't even bring it up. That is hypocrisy. It makes it clear that they really had no concern about morality. They just wanted to get rid of the Democratic president. And at the very least, weaken him in the sight of the rest of the American public. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people, and it is sinful. It is a sin to do the opposite of what God wills. He makes it clear in His Word that He wants us to do what we can to help the poor, the oppressed, and the needy. It is a sin to do what we can do to hurt them. Whether you're casting the vote for candidates who will hurt the poor, the oppressed, or the needy, or you are the politician who passes the policies that causes the pain. For those of us who truly, truly love, who truly, truly care about the people of our nation, who truly love our nation, let's turn that around. Go ahead and make the decision to start supporting the politicians who genuinely care about all the people of the nation and push the policies that will help everyone. The folks who need the help the most are the poor and the middle class. The wealthy are going to get theirs. They're going to be given theirs. Let's start looking for the candidates who will help the middle class and the poor now. Be back in just a few.